Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, it was announced this week that environmentalists Greta Thunberg and Duncan Stewart have been nominated for the Honorary Freedom of the City of Dublin by the Lord Mayor, Green Party Councillor Caroline Conroy. However, not everybody is happy with this, and one former Lord Mayor, Neil Ring, feels that the honour is being undermined. Well, to discuss this further, we're joined now by Neil Ring, former Lord Mayor, and also Independent Councillor, and also by Green Party Councillor Janet Horner. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Neil, I might start with yourself. And can you tell us, why is it that you feel the awarding of the Freedom of Dublin to Greta Thunberg, no less, undermines the Freedom of Dublin?
Well, the way this freedom of the city has gone at this stage, we had three last year, and we did a couple of years. Every year there just seems to be one, and now it's gone to three. It's two again this year. It's such an important honour. I believe that we should sit down. This was foisted upon us, by the way. I only heard about this 2 days ago. I'm a councillor for the North Inner City, where Kelly Harrington received it last year, and we were thrilled. That was started in August when she won her medal, and the campaign started, and we spoke about it at the group leaders, we spoke about in the council. Suddenly this, as like headline fodder, as some sort of, I don't know whether the Greens were spooked by the EPA report that showed we're nowhere near meeting our carbon emission targets by 2030, to 51% reduction, that they got spooked and said, let's do something to divert away from that, and let's get two environmentalists, Greta and Duncan, and try and make a headline out of that. But I think in the overall context, I would prefer if the freedom of the city were discussed, get a bit of public feedback, get a bit of public opinion, talk to councillors, talk to all parties, not just the Greens hijacking this one this year, and okay, Let's do it properly.
Let's see what Janet Horner has to say. So have you hijacked this, Janet Horner, and is this a distraction tactic from failures and climate action?
Well, I would say absolutely 100% not on both of those. Firstly, that it is in the gift of the Lord Mayor every year to bring forward nominees and to bestow the honour of the freedom of the city on people who are completely deserving of it. If anybody thinks that Greta Thunberg has ever served as a distraction from climate action instead of one of the most powerful voices in her generation and for most of us in the world today on focusing minds and really speaking truth to power, sitting in room and challenging people dead on to say, put your money where your mouth is now, start taking action today, and really inspire and drive home just how urgent and important that agenda is. That is Greta has never done anything other than really challenge and put it to people to do it. So I find it very strange that Councillor Ring is picking issue with Greta being the nominee here. It certainly seems to follow the pattern of a long line of mainly conservative older male politicians who for some reason seem fixated on a young woman who is a very powerful voice in a global stage and using her as both a punching bag and a punchline at different points along the way, because despite the enormity of her contribution to the biggest challenge of her time and the biggest threat to Dublin as a city, we don't seem to be willing to, or they don't seem to be willing to recognise that and respect that in a young woman.
All right, Neil Ring.
Wow, I really got the male pale and stale treatment there. But I actually admire Greta Thunberg enormously. I think she's absolutely brilliant. She's inspirational. I think Janet missed the point. It's not Greta Thunberg I have a problem with. I have a problem with the Green Party using Greta Thunberg as one headline fodder and two to distract from their absolute failure in the climate change and the climate action plan. Point.
Yeah, Janet is saying they're not doing that. They're holding her up as an inspirational figure. And is that not fair enough?
She is an inspirational figure, but why are they actually using her? I mean, it's absolutely appalling that the same week that the EPA come out and say we're failing on our targets, that the Greens say, right, what do we need to divert from this? Yeah, Greta Thunberg, we'll give her freedom of the city. Now this girl has been wonderful. She's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. She was Time Woman of the Year. I mean, she has so many awards. It's amazing and deserves them all. But I don't like seeing the freedom of my city used by the Green Party to somehow divert from their failures.
Janet?
Well, look, Niall knows as well as any of the rest of us do that we are putting full shoulder to the wheel at the moment, trying to get climate action in at local level, at national level. You just had a guest on just before us there from Fianna Fáil saying that he doesn't even believe or accept that aviation emissions are a significant contributor to climate action. This is the level of scepticism and denial that we are having to deal with across the board in many powerful positions that the Greens have consistently been challenging and trying to fight against for decades, decades where we've lost precious, valuable time. And okay.
James O'Connor said, I think, that he felt that the damage of aviation was exaggerated, but we'll leave that conversation where it was. In terms of what Neil Ring is saying about the number of awards that are being given out and that we just need to make this, you know, what's rare is precious, do you think that awards should be more slow to be given out?
I think we've certainly, it's been the norm now, well, since I've been started as a councillor in 2019, it has been the norm that this is something we do every year.
Should it be, though? Is that not the point?
I think we can have that conversation, but focusing that conversation on Greta Thunberg, I think, is inappropriate. I think we can have that conversation as part of our protocol committees and as part of various internal structures in it, but I would certainly say it is a little bit of a unfair shot to only pick issue with it when it is Greta Thunberg who happens to be the awardee. And again, I haven't seen Niall come out against the three awardees last year or Duncan Stewart, for example. So
yeah, and why, I wonder about that, Neil. Why Greta Thunberg? Why are you taking particular issue with her? I mean, there were three recipients last year, Dr. Tony Hoolan in 2020, Jim Gavin in 2019, Father Joseph Mallon in 2016.
No one in my year, but in fact, last year I pushed with my fellow councillor in the North Inner City, Christy Burke, we pushed for Kelly Harrington to get it. And luckily enough, the Lord Mayor was amenable to it. And it was three great, great women last year.
So should awards only be given out when you agree with the people that get them?
I think there should be absolute, and Janet even said it, we should have structures in place that not 2 days ago we get notification that Greta Thunberg and Duncan Stewart are going to be given the freedom of my city, the freedom of the city, and then we have to, on Monday night, less than a week later, this has to go through. That's not the way to do business. That's not even, that's
so
not
it's
even
the process, really, more than anything
orders.
Else that you're concerned about.
And using people, I genuinely believe that the Greens are using this as a diversion.
Janet has denied that. Janet, very quickly then, in terms of the process, would you be happy to see a more formal process, maybe so that everybody gets a say and nobody feels like they're being pushed into a decision or have no say in a decision?
Yeah, look, I have absolutely no problem whatsoever with that, but I do not want to take away from what I think has been an entirely awarding deservee, two deservees in the form of Greta and Duncan on this occasion. And I think that let's not let a sort of procedural issue overshadow what should be a really important occasion to absolutely fix minds on the urgency of climate change for Dublin.
Okay, I'm going to venture and say that agreement has broken out between the two of you on this Friday evening. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Neil Ring, former Lord Mayor, and also Green Party Councillor Janet Horner. Thank you both.